Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 26th of February, clear morning here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius, and ahead of us is a pleasant sunny day with partly cloudy night. Temperatures from low 21 to high 33 with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated at 84%. And Jai is here this morning with us, inviting us to celebrate the 50th anniversary on Wednesday 28th. So let us hear what she got to say. Good morning, Jaya, and welcome to our studio.
Thank you, Miriam.
Today is still more to go, and we will be in the 50th fully on birthday. But I know that you already have something beautiful prepared for today at 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
In the Unity Pavilion.
Yeah, actually, I think it's at 7.
Oh.
But it's a group of youth and children mm-hmm. from the north, from Nainital and few different, I think there's three different Sherbindo Society Center up there. Mm-hmm. And it's Kirti Adihakkari, who after the Sourcing Our Oneness 2 years ago, got very inspired and really wanted to be part of doing something with his village children, because mm-hmm. they are village youth, to celebrate Orville's 50th to come. So she's been working on that for these 2 years, mm-hmm. and it's actually happening. Also with support from the society in Pondi. And other people have been helping out. And now they've been here for a week. They stay at Udavi School and they are practicing every day. And
how many are they?
They are 30 youth.
That's a big number.
Yes, youth and children. So half, 12 kids and 12 youngsters, no? Boys and girls mixed. Very, very nice.
And the performance will be a multimedia something? I
mean, it's dance and music. Uh-huh. And they have panels which they show. It's like a little exhibition also. Uh-huh. And nice. I think it will be... I saw yesterday the rehearsal. And it was very touching. I thought, I will cry a little bit today. Just of the
and
joy of it.
And it's also really ambitious. One direction, one goal towards growth of the consciousness.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you have two more exciting things coming up for Wednesday, 28th exactly.
Yeah.
I think you start at 10 a.m. With book launch.
Yes, actually, with what I'm already involved in the walk of the line of goodwill also in the morning between 7 and 9 or so. So my morning will start with the bonfire, then the water ceremony, then the walk of the line of goodwill. And after the 10 o'clock, we have the book launch. It's actually Mona who is in charge of that, the book launch for mm-hmm. Pierus and Gloria's, the book on their work. And then at 11, we are very, 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 very happy to announce.
That's really important. That's really sweet to hear, right?
To announce the fact that the 7 Nakashima chairs, the completing, furnishing or seating arrangement for the Hall of Peace, mm-hmm. is being installed. I have them wrapped up in the Hall of Peace. They're there already, but they're wrapped up. And then we will actually have uncovered them. Mm-hmm. And for myself and Shivaya and others, it is a sense that we have actually brought the Hall of Peace to completion now. Small things will happen. There will be artworks that come and like that. Maybe not so small in themselves, but actually the landing of the Hall of Peace
with the table,
with the seating arrangement, and mm-hmm. we are so happy about this. We have been fundraising for these chairs for 3 years. Mm-hmm. The Nakashima family and the Nakashima Peace Foundation has been absolutely amazing mm-hmm. in what they have been taking up of the burden of realizing this financially and practically. Then we have Foundation of World Education. Mm-hmm. We have Norwegian John, who has been helping. And then we have Stichting Orofonds, who brought the whole thing together. We didn't think we would have this together for the 50th. Mm. We were hoping that we would have four chairs in place. And then Stichting Orofonds have helped us to complete. So now we feel this sense of it's a great inner peace to know that now, and I have always seen that when we get something materially in place, the work unfolds. No. So I trust that already with the table, then with the Hall of Peace, mm-hmm. now with the chairs in place, I trust that we are really moving. And Oroville is moving like anything anyway, you see, yesterday and what is happening.
Yeah, lots of things are coming into place, unfolding, and it's been...
Upscaling, we are upscaling.
Oh, upscaling, okay.
In the most beautiful way.
Let's go back.
Yes.
Mira Nakashima and family are here, right?
So yeah, Mira, John and Kevin are here and will participate.
They will participate. And yes. The chairs are made by...
They are made in New Hope, in the Woodman Nakashima Wood Workshop in New Hope. The chairs are made there.
Okay.
We were looking at the possibility to do it here, to assemble here, but there was really a sense that it should be done, and then it was shipped over, and it has worked out.
Okay, so we're looking forward. And there's another thing, when you mentioned the book launch before the Nakashima, before the chairs to be inaugurated, Piero and Gloria... Who are also the architects of Unity Pavilion, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Matrimandir, the engineer. Pierre was the engineer for the Matrimandir, and he has done the inner chamber. Mm-hmm. Pierre has done the first real housing area with Certitude in Oroville. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a lot of our schools, and Gloria also, and the Unity Pavilion. So we are very happy to host it there. When Mona asked us if it could be hosted there, we were very, very happy.
It will be inaugurated in one of his works, their works.
Yes, yes. And you see, Piero has been very instrumental also with the Peace Table and the Hall of Peace. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's the architect of the Hall of Peace. But also for these chairs, we had been looking for chairs for quite many years, actually. But all of us could not agree. But when this thing of the Conuid lounge chairs came, mm-hmm. Nakashima's, everybody was happy with that. Piero, Gloria, Shivaya, myself, Carol, everybody who has been involved. Mm-hmm. So I feel this is it's very appropriate also that we have, that Piero is already there, the book is launched, and we have the completion of the Hall of Peace, mm-hmm. which he has been involved with, I think, from the very beginning, in his own relationship to George Nakashima also.
Okay, so you will have a beautiful Wednesday, a beautiful 50th birthday. What about the afternoon? You have artists also something in the afternoon?
No, you see, we actually had thought... we would have a program in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I work with Dissourcing Our Oneness. Mm-hmm. And then we thought that, why don't we just do a gathering, all of us together, from the different organizations. But then, you know, it's a lot of pressure. We are doing a lot of things. And then at one point there was a feeling like, you know, we have unity. We are together. In matter, we are together. Let that afternoon just be quiet and we just stay with her inside. And I know that we have unity. I know that we have it. I see it every time. So I felt like, no, why are we pushing, bring together? We are together. Let's stay with that one. We have the whole morning. We have so much. Let's just be silent also.
And follows an interview with Salvaraj, full-heartedly inviting us to Sangaman celebration on Sunday, 4th of March. Good morning, Salvaraj, and welcome to our studio. Sangaman Festival is coming up on 4th of March, Sunday, between 9 to 6 p.m. at Aurodham Football Field, right?
Yeah.
Where the idea came from?
The idea has been actually, we have, Orwell has been celebrating Sangamam in the past for many years. And I personally have been also involved in taking that celebration. Quite a lot of the Tamil people that now we are together, been talking for, meeting for last 6 months, we felt the participation from the Tamil side is not much in the collective activities and events. So we actually pulled us, quite a lot of us, we talked together and said we should come together and see where we could get involved more. Mm-hmm. And then we felt Sangamam would be a good idea to actually bring the workers of Oroville and the Orovillians together. It's not just to say the workers, all the workers, because Oroville is very much built by region people. Mm-hmm. Any celebration has to include them, mm-hmm. and we need to do together with them. This is the idea of Sangamam.
This sounds beautiful, and I mean, it's a really good idea. What have you prepared?
In the football ground, we're going to have a big stage, mm-hmm. with a big covered area for the sun. And there's going to be a lot of cultural activities, singing, dancing, and all that. And then we are also going to have exhibition on Oroville. most often exhibitions in Oroville are mostly in English, and local majority people don't get into understanding what is happening.
That would be exhibition on Oroville in Tamil language.
In Tamil language. Uh-huh. In Tamil language. The exhibition, we are trying to focus on educational activities that are actually opening up to the bioregion. We'll have the charter, dream, and a little bit about, you know, showing on Oroville, the dream, and all those things.
In Tamil, yeah?
In Tamil. The That's first time we're going to have exhibition translated in Tamil. Mm-hmm. So people from the local area can truly start understanding, you know, more what is Oroville.
That festival, Sangaran Festival, is come together. I believe that also our villains and everybody else are welcome, right?
Yeah. Generally, everyone, the mm-hmm. guests, our villains, the workers, everyone are welcome. Mm-hmm. It'll be open. For the lunch, we need to have a certain number. So
yeah,
for that,
prepare.
We will prepare and do the arrangement. For Oroveleans, they can join the lunch without mm-hmm. getting tokens before. Mm-hmm. For workers, we are going to distribute tokens to them beforehand. Mm-hmm. And if the guest and others come, we will make more lunch, thinking
some extra,
other people will come. They might have to. They will need to contribute some money. Mm-hmm. They can join.
Okay,
but also there will be other stalls. Places for eating where guests and other people can also
So
join.
The aim is also to have bodies and soul feeling welcome,
yes.
I believe, yeah?
Yeah?
With the culture program for the souls, updating your knowledge about Oroville or maybe updating the knowledge about Tamil culture to find out, and to also keep the bodies satisfied with food.
Yes.
You said lunch and snacks.
Food always plays a big role. Mm. So the food plays a big role of connecting, being there.
Yes.
So that's what people are going to be spending the whole day. They can't go back home, especially the women. Then they have to go cook and do, arrange things. So it's going to be difficult.
Cool.
For Oroville, I think it's very important because especially, Oroville is in,
because we are in, Tamil
in the middle of Tamil culture.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be... on the side. It should be one of those more people can share and enjoy this culture.
So Raj, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And see you on Sunday, 4th of March, between 9 to 6 p.m., right?
Yeah.
9 in the morning to 6 p.m.
We'll be happy to see you there.
Thank you. Atsivitri Bhavan, today, 26, between 10 to 11:15 a.m., an offering at the lotus feet of the Divine Mother. A visiting group of Chinese devotees will present some brief performances. And at 10 a.m., also today, Oroville Archives' new building next to SAR in Town Hall will be inaugurated in the presence of Governing Board Chairman Dr. Karan Singh. Today at 5:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, an offering for the 50th anniversary of Oroville and the 140th anniversary of the Mother, the Golden Rain Bell Symphony. A concert of the Russian singing bells and presentation of the music album by Vera Joshi. And today, 26 at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, Baul music with Sangamitra Dasmerji, Brindaban Das Baul and Prasanta Dom. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Billy Matrimandir, Labor of Love, and at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall we can see an Indian crime thriller, Vikram Veda, made in India in 2017 and directed by Gayatri and Pushka. From the synthesis of Yoga Vaishnava Aurobindo we read, we know the divine and become the divine, because we are that already in our secret nature. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville radio.org.